Friday night in Division 6 District Championship softball from Buckeye Trail Garaway, the 2 seed defeats the number 4 seed Fort Fry 2-1 to capture the district championship. Nobody scored in the first inning. However, Garaway would get the leadoff batter aboard of the second on the single by Kylie LaCroix, followed by a sack bunt and error for Nadia Poop to get on board, and then the flyout would be followed by a bunt single by Kayla Glazier. It was bases loaded and one out for Garaway. That's when an RBI single by Keaton Yoder would give Garaway a 1-0 lead. Then a sack fly and RBI to left by Krista Miller gave Garaway a 2-0 advantage through two innings. Fort Fry would get their only run in the top of the third on a solo homer by Jaden Cox, her first home run of the year, made it a 2-1 Garaway lead through three, and nothing to do in the rest of the way offensively for either team. Audrey Miller was dominant on the mound for Garaway, and Garaway captured the 2-1 district title victory over Fort Fry. For Garaway, they finished up with two runs on seven hits, no errors, six left on base. Jaylene Jimenez led the way offensively, going 2-for-3 with a double, and also Fort Fry with one run on just two hits. In one error, two left on base. With the win on the mound for Garaway was sophomore Audrey Miller. She went seven innings, allowed one run, two hits, struck out 12 batters, and walked one, improved her record to 8-7. With the loss for Fort Fry was freshman Ellie Casto. Went six innings, allowed two runs, none were earned, seven hits allowed, she struck out one, and she walked nobody. With the win, Garaway improves their record to 17-10. They'll move on to the regional semifinals next Wednesday, May 28th at 5 o'clock at Harrison Central, and they'll take on Ridgewood. And after the game, Garaway head coach Dennis Koshmeter had these comments.
These girls, they just believed that they just got better and better as the season went on. You know, we came in here as coaching staff, and we knew we had a good crop of girls. I mean, we really did. And Audrey, you can't say enough about Audrey coming back after being gone for a few weeks and just pitching such a great game. She was absolutely outstanding. She didn't have a lot of her pitches, but she just was able to overpower them, and that's the difference in the game. It really is. We just couldn't get the ball to drop. Their outfield made amazing catches time after time. And then we weren't able to advance runners the way we should be able to. And I'm just glad that didn't come back to haunt us at the end. But I'm really proud of what the girls did today. C-South is strong. There's three teams now in the regionals. And tomorrow might be a fourth. So we've played great competition all year. And who would have thought it'd come down to two IVC South teams playing each other for a trip to the regional final. But, you know, we'll take it. We'll take it. Thanks a lot, and thanks for coming out and supporting us.
With the loss, Fort Fry will end their tournament run with a record of 15-9. Again, the final on Division 6 District Championship softball from Buckeye Trail. Garaway captures the district title. They defeat Fort Fry by the score of 2-1. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.